All right. I want to welcome everybody today to our teleseminar. It's Wednesday, August 15th, 2007, and the topic is low-cost marketing ideas for back to school. Member Solutions is hosting this teleconference, and I'm grateful for them. I'm very excited that I have the opportunity to be able to share some of the things that I was able to share with the individuals that were on our team for the Consulting Apprentice program that Member Solutions did as well. Now, if you haven't already, make sure that you download your notes sheet on the webpage that we sent you before. So make sure that you download that Get Notes sheet so you can follow. And just as a reminder, the marketing material that I'm using for Back to School is underneath that, where it says Get My Marketing Material for Back to School for Free. You can click on that link right now so you can start downloading that information. This link will be live only through the call, so you're only going to be able to get that through the call. After the call, the link will not be live anymore. If you're listening to this on a replay, I'm sorry, you had to be here live to get the marketing material. And then you'll need a passcode for that. The username is back, B-A-C-K, and the numeral 1, and then the password is school and the numeral 2. So it's back 1, the actual numeric 1, and then school, the numeric the numeric number 2, so school 2. All right, let's turn to page number 2, if we would, on our note sheet. And we all have done Buddy Days before, but what I want to do is I want to talk about Buddy Days with a twist. Now, before I do that, take your very, very first page that you printed out that says teleseminar dial-in details and the tips to get the most out of this call. What I want you to do is I want you to turn it over right now and grab your pen, because what I want you to do in the middle of the page is I want you to draw a circle in that page. All right, so just a small circle in the middle of that page. Now, outside of that circle, I want you to draw another circle outside of that. So we're kind of making a bullseye here. And then I want you to draw one more circle outside of that circle. So right now we should have three circles that are on the page. Now, this is not Geometry 101, so stick with me. The middle circle, what I want you to do is I want you to write the word staff in the middle circle. So S-T-A-F, staff. This is your staff. These are the individuals that are the closest to you and are probably the most important to you. Outside of that circle, that very next circle, what I want you to do is I want you to write the word school or students. These are your students. These are your flock. Okay, these are your herd of students that follow your staff, which your staff follows you. Outside of that, so first we have staff in the inner circle, school or students on the next circle, and then the third circle, what I want you to do is I want you to write your leads, maybe leads slash prospect. All right, so lead prospects. And then outside of that, we're not going to draw another circle, but I want you to just write everyone else. So right now, the inner circle, we have staff. Next circle, we have your students, you know, in your school. Next circle, we have lead prospects. And then outside of that, in the world, we have everyone else. Now, this may be a little bit of a twist on marketing in general, but I'm going to give you my concept, and it's not mine alone. This particular drawing I took from one of my coaches, he was very very gracious to give me this. And so I want to pass this on to you. The inner circle with your staff, what's so important is really the majority of our time and a lot of our money needs to be brought back into them. These are the individuals that are going to, you know, in today's lingo, they got your back. They're the ones that are your workhorses. Now, if you're a single school owner, if you're a one-man show or a one-woman show, this is going to apply, obviously, to you, but you're going to have staff that you're going to be building up eventually anyways. So understand that I am talking about, you know, a staff where you have one extra person. That's your staff. You know, if it's a part-time helper, that's still your staff. We need to make sure that we're regularly training them, but we need to be, spending time with them, spending money on them. I don't mean lavish gifts or anything like that, but just as a for instance, taking them to the movies. Or, you know, we did one time, some MMA fighting amateur things that were going on in Indiana. I live in Illinois. And I just bought, one of the ground floor tables, and it cost me $500 to do that. Maybe your budget doesn't allow you to do something like that. But you can be very creative. In marketing, what we need to do is we need to keep our we really need to market to our staff first. They're the ones that we have to continually make sure that they're buying into our program and that they see the benefits, because they're going to be passing those benefits on to the students. Those are the next people that we want to be spending our money on. Now, this is probably totally backwards compared to what maybe everybody else is telling you. But stay with me here for a minute. The next individuals that we want to be spending our money on is our school within our students. Meaning, I'll just give you a for instance. Is this summer what we did? We always do a summer of fun, but and I can explain that at a later time. But one thing that we really did to kind of help some of the camaraderie here is that we had a kickball tournament that was happening all summer long. Meaning, every instructor had I think 15 kids on their team, and every Friday night we would have the teams play. We had a total of four teams would play each Friday. And always, you know, obviously there's five teams, so one gets a bye. Didn't charge them anything for it. We just had a blast. Yes, I paid my instructors to go play with the kids. But it helped with the retention over the summer. It did cost me a little bit of money. But the nice thing is that my students see that I care about them and I'm going to take time with them and that we're going to do things together. The next circle, which are the lead prospects, these are the individuals that you and you could divide these up. We could get into some really rabbit trails here, but let's just say lead prospects in general. Those are the people that you want to hit up first, way before you ever want to go out and do an ad in the newspaper. You want to contact the people back that have contacted you at some point. No, maybe would have meant no, as in never, but no also could mean not right now. Maybe because of financial situations or, whatever. So until those individuals say, we don't want to have anything to do with you ever again, I think it's a good idea to go back to them with some regularity. So with that in mind, I'm going to give you some information that will target everybody else. I'm going to give you some information that are going to target your lead prospects. We already talked just briefly about what I did this summer to kind of keep up the retention and build some excitement with my school. And then obviously, gifting your staff with lavish. But I really want to draw that circle and that idea, because I think that sometimes we think that, the next student is going to come from outside, everyone else. And that doesn't always happen. It may be somebody that's already in your pipeline that you just kind of need to romance a little bit more in order to get them to come in. So let's go to page two now, and under Buddy Days with a twist. Now, our industry, I think, has utilized Buddy Days to done it in a lot of different ways. This is a little twist that I learned from one of my mentors, and I wanted to share this with you. Meaning is, if you take your Buddy Days and you, instead of having everybody do a Buddy Day at once, write this down. Underneath Buddy Days, write down Niche My Buddy Days. Niche My Buddy Days. Now, I said niche, not itch. But make sure that you niche your Buddy Days, meaning that instead of having a school-wide Buddy Day, break it down to where maybe your beginner students are on one month are able to bring friends in for a certain event. Intermediate students are able to bring friends in on another month. Meaning, I'll just tell you what we're doing, is my intermediate students, at the end of the month, we're going to do bring a buddy, break a board. Now, you can charge for that, not charge for that. It's whatever you want to do. I don't charge for that, only because I do it inside of their class. And maybe my budget may be a little bit bigger than yours. But you could, easily charge a couple of bucks to cover the boards. But only the intermediate class is going to get to work on board breaking that day, and at the end of class get to break a board with their buddy. And so I'm niching it just for my intermediate class. Now, I have my beginner's class. I have one that's set up for October, and I know this isn't back to school, but I just kind of want to show you what I'm drawing here. In October, they're going to bring in two friends that they can bring into class so that they're able to work out with them. Let me just say that my beginner students and my intermediate students, it's easier for me to get them to bring friends in, and those friends actually want to sign up because they can actually be in the same class with them. than it is for me to do my advanced and junior black belt students. Now, again, intermediates are going to be doing Bring a Buddy, Break a Board Day at the end of this month. My white belts, yellow belts, and orange belts, which is my beginner's class, that's a 9-month class. What I've done is I've spaced out in that 9 months, there's going to be 3 different times in the year, meaning October, March, and July of every year, there's going to be one day that they can bring a buddy to class. And that way, while they're in that beginner's program, they're going to at least be able to bring a buddy 2 times. And now when I say bring a buddy, I usually have them bring 2 friends at once along with that. So be it whatever. I know like with my advanced in September, I'm doing a movie/game night, and they can bring a friend. But, you know, I really don't think that I'm gonna get some leads from them, but, you know, these friends are going to be a little bit harder to convert only because they cannot work out with this student in class. You know, their friend, they won't be able to work out with them. The other thing is, like my junior black belt students and my black belt students in September, I'm going to do a video game night where I'm going to have a whole bunch of different video game systems like Xbox, you know, the Xbox 360 and the new Wii and, you know, all these other, you know, Nintendo, I don't know what they all are. But anyways, we're going to have them all set up, and the junior black belt and black belts are going to have some competitions with each other and just be able to play video games. I'm going to have snacks and stuff like that, and that's going to be for a couple of hours. But here's the most empowering thing. It doesn't have to necessarily be you know, a bring a buddy, break a board. But the difference is that you niche your buddy days. It could be that it's you have a buddy day just for, you know, girls that are you know, ages, I don't know, let's say 10 to 13. And you bring them into the studio on an off day, and they can bring a buddy in, and you have, like, I've done something similar to this before, but I've got one of my black belts who's a Mary Kay lady, and, you know, some of the older girls, you could have them come in and do a makeover, and she could teach them how to do makeup as long as their parents said it was okay. And, you know, I think it cost me maybe, I don't know, $4 a person to do that. So what I'm saying with the buddy day with a twist is try to niche your buddy day, because that makes the individuals that get to come to that, it makes it more, they're going to attend it more because they feel that it's very special. They are the only ones that get to go. Now, number 2 on the second one. Oh, and by the way, again, if you have any questions, go ahead and submit those online in the questions and answer box and hit submit, and at the end of the call, I will go over your questions. Let's go to number 2, VIP program. Now, the VIP program, it referral system, and I put systems in quotes. A lot of us have some sort of VIP program, but what I would suggest with that is, let me just kind of set up our introductory process. I do a consultation, 2 introductory classes, and then at the second introductory class, they sign up. And then I have 2 additional private lessons with them before I allow them to go into a class. And at the at the second intro when they sign up, I just pre-frame them with a sentence like this. I just say, you know, Mrs. Jones, congratulations on signing up your son Johnny for our martial arts program. And then I just go into the referral bit, meaning you obviously see a benefit from our program. If you ever think of anybody, you know, one of your friends or family members that could benefit like you feel Johnny's going to, just let me know. We get most of our students from referrals. And then that's it. I don't even ask for a referral. I just say let me know. And then when the second – I don't do anything on the first private lesson, but when the second private lesson comes, at the end of that private lesson, I just sit down and I go over – you know, whatever it is we did in the lesson, we talk about their next class and the things that they're going to be working on. But then at that time, I say, you know, Mrs. Jones, remember when I talked to you about we get most of our students from parents like you that are referring and they're happy with our program? Of course, they say yes, right? I don't know if you had an opportunity to think about anybody, but here's 5 guest passes that you can give out at that time. Now, it doesn't matter where you do this, and I'm not saying that you don't ask for referrals later. But what I am saying is if you don't put it into a system, meaning you don't have something systematic that you're following step by step. One thing that I think is important is that you really take your students and you are in charge of every single experience that happens to them. And you should have things that are mapped out on a line. And one of these should be them getting the opportunity to be able to give a referral to you because you set it up that way. I think sometimes, you know, we're low on students and then we try this referral drive. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing because it does work. But what I am saying is that if you place this, whatever VIP program you want, I would say put it in a system so that it never gets forgotten. You obviously know that the most that they're excited is at the very beginning, and if you can get them excited and talking to other people at that time, you might have a better opportunity. Now, along with that system, you want to have some sort of reward system, meaning when somebody refers someone to us, we send them a card. So, for instance, if just this week I had an individual who, just last week I had an individual that I asked how they heard about me. They told me who the parent of the student was, and so I wrote that down. I sent that parent a thank you card. Now, they signed up. Now I'm going to go back, and that parent goes on to our system, meaning every time they refer somebody that that signs up, they actually get a bigger gift. And what I mean by that is I'll send them a $5 gift card to Starbucks. Hey, thanks for the referral. I appreciate it. Here's a $5 gift card to Starbucks, and have a cup of coffee on me. What I would say is to have something set up in succession that you gift your students back for doing things for you. If they signed up for a $2,000 program, the least you can do is give them a $5 gift card. And if gas goes up again, give them a gas card. So, but have that VIP referral system in a system, not just something that you do from time to time. Actually plan it out. Let's move to number three. Number three is a certificate handout. I had one of my good friends, Mr. Ricardo. This is what he's done at his school. I actually just heard about this summer that he's utilized this. But if you go on that website, and you'll be able to get his certificate. I put that online as well. And let me just break here and to say that we had someone submit us a question that asked about, you know, what was the link again to this teleseminar. If you go back into your inbox from Member Solutions, they had sent you one this morning, and on the top right-hand side in that email, it said Dwayne Brummett, and then underneath that it gave the information. There was an actual link underneath that in yellow that you could click in order to get to that. So that might be able to get you the link that you're looking for. Anyways, let's get back to the certificate handout. On the certificate handout, it has just a whole bunch of free stuff, meaning, I'll just read it here, that the kids' karate or women's kickboxing program that he has is a VIP introductory membership. And what it is, it entitles either a kids' karate course or a women's kickboxing course, which is two classes, a quick start orientation program that values at $39, two unlimited weeks of award-winning classes, also a special $100 coupon to redeem on future membership, and which is the total value of the certificate is $249. Now, how does he use this certificate? One way he uses it is at his birthday parties. He gives these out at birthday parties. Another way that he's used it, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, actually it's the next one, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the library program. I didn't know about this actually until last summer, but all of the libraries in your town probably do summer reading programs. And what you can do is you can actually just go up to them and let them know that you would like to donate some free lessons and other free things for the individuals that graduate from that reading program. They are always looking for companies to donate things that they can give to push the reading. So getting into that library program would be a great opportunity for you. It's going to cost you just the cost of the certificate, and that's it. I'm not saying that if you have 500 people go through the reading program that you're going to get 100 of them. That's probably not the case. It would be probably unrealistic to think that that would happen. But I will say that you will get a few of them to try you out, and then you can, you know, kind of romance them into the program, if that makes sense. But the certificate can not only be used for that, like I said, birthday parties. It could be to, you could give it. One thing that I know Mr. Ricardo has used it before is he has said, all right, this, for the next 2 weeks, we are accepting new members, but only for the next 2 weeks, and has given them as like a VIP referral thing to his students. All right, so for the next 2 weeks, you can refer students to us, and we'll accept them, but after the 2 weeks, we're gonna. Well, I know that we'll be full, and we're not gonna be able to accept any students for a while. So that's another way that you can use it. That certificate is online. I kind of went over number three and number four at the same time, but let's go to number five, the newspaper ad. Some of you have already probably downloaded that newspaper ad that I put up there. Now, this is definitely not low-cost marketing when it comes to newspaper. This ad that I put up, you know, feel free to take it, copy it, use it, you know, however you want to use it. I will say that right now, if you are going to use newspaper, right now, August and a little bit of September, you probably should see pretty good results. I mean, I can't promise you. The paper that I use is a weekly paper. I don't use the daily paper. I've seen better results in the weekly paper, only because people have actually called me 3 weeks after because they actually save that paper more so than they do the daily paper because it just keeps stacking up and they end up getting rid of it. But the weekly paper, I've seen a tendency where they've actually held on to that paper longer. So understand that newspaper ads are going to be a little bit more expensive, but if you're going to do them, I would say this is probably one of the best times to do it during back to school. Let's move on to number six. And number six is going to kind of go with, if you've already downloaded this newspaper ad, you're going to be able to see the actual offer that I'm putting on a pay-per-click ad. Let me just back up and say, on number six, I use Google for my pay-per-clicks. What I would do is I would do a search for martial arts in your area and then see if there's anybody that comes up on the pay-per-click side. Now, if you don't know what the pay-per-click side is, that's that is the right-hand side of the page. Sometimes the very first one on the left side will come up, and that sometimes is a pay-per-click as well. That, what happens is if you click on that, then the company that put that up there is going to pay Google a certain amount of money that they've already said that they're going to pay them every time that somebody clicks on that. Now, the nice thing about that is if you have not, if nobody in your area is doing it, you're going to be on the top right-hand side every single time. I had an opportunity to work with Michael O'Leary during our consulting apprentice program and the competition that we did. And we looked onto his area, and yes, there were martial arts schools on the left-hand side, the organic side. But the right-hand side didn't have any. And so we put together a quick website for him, and we put together a something for the ad for him. Now, his special for this month is a little bit different than mine, but his special is a month free of karate, where what I've done is I have put up, in fact, I'm just going to, in fact, while we're talking here, I'm going to go and I'm going to look up my Google pay-per-click so that I can tell you exactly what it says. Basically, it says, okay, here it is. It says karate in Kankakee County. It says, are you interested in instantly saving $100 on our karate program? And then it has a link on there. The link is www.iwanttosave100.com. And so if they click on that, I'm going to pay, I think I'm paying like maybe 20 cents a click, 25 cents a click. They're going to be able to go to that website, and feel free to check out that website. That website, again, is www.iwanttosave100.com. So if you want to write that down, iwanttosave100.com, and then you can check that out. The nice thing about the pay-per-click, I think the very first week that I put that up there, in 1 week's time I had 8 clicks that came through. And to be quite honest with you, I don't remember what my stats were for how many appointments we made off of that. But people are reading it, so that's the most important thing, and that I'm actually getting clicks on it. The trying to think of the actual verbiage that we put for Michael O'Leary's. I'm going to look it up here. It says, here it is. It says, karate, Yuba City, California. It says, enjoy 30 days of karate for free on us. We just did this, I think, 2 weeks ago, and I believe he has already made one sign up off of it, because I talked to him this week. I think that's true. But anyways, it says enjoy 30 days free of karate on us. And his website, if you want to look at the website that I put up for him, and this will give you some ideas that you can use for your websites to do this if the pay-per-click is something that you want to do. What he did for pay-per-click is you can actually pay in advance, kind of like one of those cell phones that you can pay in advance. He actually paid in advance. He only wanted it to be, you know, didn't want to go over $20. So what would happen is if somebody had clicked on it enough or enough people clicked on it enough to charge him $20 to his credit card, then it would stop appearing. But he is on the top rank every single time because nobody else in his town is doing it. That's his website is www.yuba, it's Y-U-B-A, citykarate.com. All right, so that's Yuba, Y-U-B-A, city, so it's yubacitykarate.com. And then that way you can kind of just get a feel for what it is that he has put up on there so that you can see it. Let's go to number seven. Number seven is a fundraiser, and I've used this before. I used it last year. I'm going to use it again this year in order to get into the school system. Most school systems you have to get approved. I don't know what your area allows you to do. You may have to get the flyers approved in order to go through the school system. But with this, what I have done is, and if you have it already, it's the one that was for the Easter Seals. But anyways, what it says on there is that they can earn or they can get a month free of karate and a free uniform for a donation of $25, and that goes to the Easter Seals program. So it says, parents, give your child confidence, discipline, and focus for a minimum donation of $25 towards Easter Seals. And then it just goes on to say you receive 1 month of character development and self-defense training at TriStar Martial Arts Academy, plus your generosity, or plus because of your generosity, we will give you a free uniform. And then it goes in to talk about our program, and it talks about the Easter Seals and why they're in business and the things that they do for our community. Now, I will say that I've picked Easter Seals for a couple of reasons. This isn't the primary reason, but I think this is a very, very important reason. One of the reasons is that it serves our local community. It's not like some of the other places that you can donate where the money will go all over the United States. And not that that's a bad thing, but the majority of the people, I think, and I don't have anything to back this up, I know that, you know, I first and foremost want my money to go back into my community, and then I can help other people throughout the world. So I've picked a charity that we support, and in fact we have two specific charities that we support all year, but this one is one of them, and the both of them are local. So I would really try to buddy up with a local homeless shelter or local whatever that you can do fundraisers for, and this is one way that you can do that. Plus it gets your flyers into the school system, so it doesn't come across as that you're, you know, they understand that you're soliciting for new students, but at least somebody's getting something off of it as well. So that's number seven, the fundraiser flyer. Number eight is the Bully Buster Seminar, and that information, again, is on the website. Now, for me, what I've done is for the Bully Buster Seminar, that's going to be at the end of September, and I do a PR release in the newspaper, and I also send flyers through the school system. Now, I wait until the middle of the month for this one, meaning in the beginning of September, I'm going to hit up our school for the fundraiser flyer. In the middle of the month, I'm going to hit up the school with the Bully Buster Seminar flyer. Now, I don't charge anything for the Bully Buster Seminar. They can come into that for free. And obviously, I'm going to get their contact information from that. What do I do specifically? That would probably take forever to go through. If somebody wanted to contact me, I could definitely go through that with you. But the most important piece is that you are giving back to your community. Online, I have given you the actual PR release that I use. It's the exact same one I used last year. I'm going to use it again this year. Yes, I've used same PR releases over and over again and mixed up a few words and have had no problems. Also with that is that's another day that I allow students to bring in at least they can bring up to two friends, no more than two friends, to that Bully Buster Seminar. Now, for me, I have at the end of the month, at the end of every single month, that whole week, all we do is we do sparring. And so for us, sparring is not a requirement. It's kind of, we teach it, but it's not a requirement. So I can utilize some of those sparring classes to put some of these special events in so that I can actually still do them during classes, not have to have the kids come to a different day, a different time, and so that the parents can, you know, the lead parents, the lead prospect parents can come in on a night where there's a, you know, a whole bunch of kids and it's just a regular night. Doesn't seem that it's a special event, but, you know, there's just regular things going on as well. Maybe you don't have that opportunity. Maybe you would have to do a Bully Buster seminar on the side. Now, the biggest reason you're going to do a Bully Buster seminar is because at back to school time, there's a lot of parents that are very, very concerned about their kids being bullied. And their kids being able to handle other kids. Maybe it's a new school situation. Maybe they're the smallest kid. It doesn't matter. But you're going to be able to give back to your community that way. The other thing is you're going to be able to meet some of these parents, talk with them, build a rapport with them. Maybe they'll come in for a consultation. Maybe they won't. But the most important thing is that they see that you're a nice guy or a nice gal and that you're really legit. And that's going to give you some groundwork to play off of because they're going to go out and say that they had such a great class. Maybe they're not interested in karate, but they will say that they had a good class at your school on the Bully Buster material. Let's move on to number nine. Number nine is the safety teleseminars and a woman's self-defense class. Now, I have done these teleseminars before, and I've done, obviously, free self-defense classes for women, but this year I'm doing something a little different. I'm actually going to team them up together, meaning at the end of this month on, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but on Monday, the last Monday of the month, whatever that Monday is, I am going to actually have the very first call. And what the first call is it's how to protect yourself in your home. So on August 27th, I actually just looked at my calendar now, August 27th at 7:30 will be my first teleseminar with that. And that's going to be entitled Safety in the Home. The second teleseminar is going to be on the 28th, and that's safety outside the home, things that you can do to protect yourself outside the home. And then on the 30th, which is the Thursday, I'll actually have the physical self-defense program where they can come in for an hour self-defense class for free. Now, the reason I'm doing all of that is because I want to give them a lot of content. I want them to know that I know my stuff, and when they come into the actual physical self-defense class, they're going to get that hour class for free. And then I have a sales letter to try to upgrade them to another program, which is like a two-hour class that they'll actually pay for. That's my purpose of doing these teleseminars. And the other thing is I'll be doing a press release for those so that way I can just get more publicity into our newspaper so that people just see our face over and over again. And it's a free community service event. Everybody can get on the teleseminars for free. Everybody can get on, you know, anybody can come to if you're a man, you can't come to the self-defense class, but any woman can come to the self-defense class. Now, if this is something that you're interested in doing, here's what I would encourage you to do. Obviously, you can do statistics and stuff online. You can find a lot of that if you Google that. There's a couple of books, and I'll just say one in specific that I would read, and then I've kind of tailored my call off of this book, not verbatim, but the concepts. I also belong to Tom Petiri's CDT group, and Tom wrote a personal protection handbook. And the nice thing about that is it's just in regular street lingo. It's very easy to read, and I took a lot of the concepts that we teach in and through that, and I put them through into the teleseminar. The nice thing about that is this. Listen, if you do a teleseminar and you record it, and then later on, you can take that and give that to you can put it on a CD and give it out as free gifts to your students. There you go, giving back to your students again. Didn't cost you a lot. Cost you the price of a CD. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, doctor it up a little bit. Make sure that the cover to the CD looks nice or what have you. But you can put it in a sleeve. You don't have to have a big, DVD folder to put it in. You can put it in a sleeve, make sure it looks nice, and don't use your magic marker to write on it. Actually print out a label and put it on there. But now you have some free gifts that you can give your own clients, meaning that maybe when they sign up, you can give them a free gift when they sign up, and that's your Safety Inside the Home teleseminar or whatever you want to do. But that's what I'm doing with those teleseminars. Maybe that gives you an idea to do a teleseminar for something else. I've done teleseminars in the past for goal setting for kids and how parents can help their kids how to goal set. And you know, that was a great one as well. So number nine, again, the safety teleseminar and women's self-defense class. I would utilize that, especially for the PR that you can get from that. Let's move on to page number five, and that is strategic partnerships. So number 10, strategic partnerships. What you want to do with that is try to go out in the community and align yourself with some other businesses that complement yours. Now, what I mean by that is you could do a partnership with, maybe an ice cream shop that's in town. Or you could do a partnership with maybe another business that maybe have a smaller business that sells clothes or retail clothes to, for kids. School supply shops are good as well. And what you're doing is you're going to go and you're going to talk with them about if they, their clients. Make sure that their clients match the type of clients that you want. Let them know that if it does, then obviously the type of clients that you have are the same clients that they want. And you work back and forth, meaning if you have a special offer that's going on, if it's for instance, I have an insurance agent who obviously has people that are in their 80s and all the way down to, folks that I'm looking for, meaning mom and dad that have two kids and they earn, anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 a month. Those are the people that I want to get into my program. Not that I wouldn't accept others, but when he mails out to his list, if I have an offer or a special that's going on, I just let him know. And then my friend Doug, who owns this insurance agency, he'll write a little blurb in his newsletter that, my friend Dwayne Brummett, who my son, because his son actually came to our has done our karate classes before, and he's, whatever, he writes it or I write it for him, but he's a great guy, and these are the benefits that my child received from it. He's actually has a cheap way that you can check it out, and again, my verbiage isn't the right verbiage that you probably want at the moment, but the concept is what I'm trying to get across. Same thing is when I mail a newsletter out to my people or even my prospects, he has the opportunity as well to write something and put it into my newsletter. And I'm not paying anything for postage. He's not paying anything for postage. We just work back and forth. Now, the nice thing for me is he has a bigger list than I do, and he has a bigger budget than I do. So I actually benefit better. But it is. It works back and forth. So I would say get a strategic partnership with some individuals in your town that you guys can work each other's lists together. Number 11, and maybe you already came up with some people as we were talking about it. Number 11 is birthday parties for clients and the actual mailing system. Now, what I've done is I do free birthday parties for my students. Anybody that's a student can get a free birthday party as long as they book it before we're full. Now, if we're full, they can't have the party. And what I have is I have a three-step letter that I send to them. The first one is actually a letter, the second one is a postcard, and the third one is actually like looks like a birthday card. And basically, and if you've downloaded it, you can see it, I give them a one-hour party with a whole bunch of other benefits inside there. And let me just stop and say that at the party, I do not feed them. I do not offer the cake. I don't offer the punch. All it is we do the entertainment. They bring in the cake. They bring in the pop or soda or drinks or whatever. I don't supply any of that except for the last party that I'll talk about. So anyways, they get a free one-hour party. They can bring up 20 kids for free. Each additional kid is $5. I'm going to have two staff members that are here. Each child is going to get two introductory classes and an offer to get a free uniform as well. They're going to get a birthday certificate. And we will mail the invitations out, and when the kids come back, they have to bring the permission slip. And then what we do also is we take a picture with the birthday party guest and the birthday boy or girl and the instructor of the party, and then that guest gets to hold a real karate sword. And then they're going to get a copy of that. And I use that. So for instance, what happens is after the party is over, Case, who is my birthday party instructor, he will call every single parent that was that their kid was at our party and say, hey, you know, Josh was at the party today. He did a great job. Just wanted to let you know that we took his picture with him holding a real karate sword, and we're going to give you a call later on this week when it's ready so that you can pick it up. And that's it. And then then what he does is come Monday, he calls them and tries to make an appointment for them to come in and pick it up and talk with Mr. Brummett about our karate program. If they don't want to talk about the karate program, we say, that's fine. You don't have to come in. What we'll do is we'll just mail it to you. You know, we're not pushy with that. But obviously we've seen some success with that. Now, let's say the parents don't want just an hour party. Maybe they want an hour and a half. We will do an hour and a half, and they'll pay the difference. Meaning, my hour-long party, I put a price on it of $119. A two-hour party is $149, so they pay, what's that, $30 difference. An hour and a half party is $149. They pay a $30 difference. And then a two-hour party is $179, so they're going to pay the difference between that. If they want a two-hour party, I also give them pizza for free. I don't give them drinks or anything else, but I do give them pizza for free. But basically, if you look at that mailing system, now, maybe what you're thinking is this: well, I'm not going to do there's no way I'm going to do birthday parties for free. Well, if you're not shelling out any money except your time, you can do them for free, and you'll get a whole bunch more, and you'll have a whole bunch more leads to work. So it's just one other avenue that you can use. Now, the other thing that I do, and I just started this recently, and this just kind of hit me in the head, and I can't believe I didn't think about it before, is number 12, all right? On number 12, the birthday party offer for leads and the mailer system that goes with this. What I've done is I've actually gone back to all of the individuals and only the individuals that have been to birthday parties. I know when their birthdays are because on the information they have to fill them out. And 3 months before their party, they're going to get a mailer. And on that mailing system, it's almost the same exact thing that our clients get, except obviously it's not for free. What I've done is I also mail them a coupon in that first mailer, and that coupon basically says this coupon entitles you to $50, $70, or $100 off of our karate parties, and this is my gift to you. It has my picture on it, my cheesy smile and everything. But basically they have three packages to choose from. The very first pack is the $119. It's the same information that I told you before. They're going to get $50 off, so they're only going to pay $69 for an hour party. They can have package number 2, which they're going to get $75 off. It's an hour and a half party plus all the information they get from all the stuff they get from package 1, and basically they only pay $74. Or they can do the third one, which I have circled down there in red, and I send this in color, by the way. For a two-hour party, it's $179. They get $100 off. They only pay $79, and they're going to get pizza, you know, enough pizza to feed everybody there. And so I can't say that this works. I just thought of the idea, and I actually just this month mailed out people for November. And to be quite honest with you, I don't handle the birthday party information. I have that delegated to somebody else, so I don't really even know if we've had any response yet. But Kathy, I could let you know later on as well. So,
okay.
To recap, we've gone through Buddy Days with a Twist. Number 2 was the VIP referral system. Number 3 was that certificate handout that you can use in multiple things. The nice thing is you can make a generic certificate and use it for a whole bunch of different things. The library program is something you definitely want to get involved with. You may be able to squeeze in a few of those where you can just hit them up before everybody goes back to school next week. It all depends on where you're at in our United States or even overseas, you know, when the kids go back. Also, the newspaper ad, remember we talked about that. It's a little more expensive, but if you're going to do it, this is the time to do it. The pay-per-click ad, again, go ahead and take a look at those websites that I gave you before and, see if that's something that you want to do. The next one is the fundraiser flyer to get you into schools. The Bully Buster system, the Bully Buster seminar is something also, obviously, that will get you some more leads. The safety teleseminar with the women's self-defense class at number 9, maybe that's something that you want to do, or maybe you've thought of another idea on how you can utilize teleseminars as well. And I will say as an aside note, the nice thing about it is it does also help you become, at least in your students' eyes, a little bit more professional, a little bit more knowledgeable. When you write articles for them and send those to them, or you put things on recordings and stuff, it just it it will raise your level of professionalism with them. Number 10, the strategic partnerships. 11, birthday parties for clients and the mailing system that I gave you as well in that link. And then number 12 is the same type of mailing system. The wording is a little bit different, but those are for your lead prospects. And again, I only mail those out to individuals that have been to birthday parties. Not that you couldn't do it to other individuals. Those are just the ones that I'm hitting off right at the bat. The other thing is I do also, the very first year that they're in my system, I also send them a birthday card, even though they're not my student, with like a 30-day pass into the karate program, maybe to, you know, obviously to give them an opportunity to join it if that's something that they want to do. I am going to, I appreciate everybody being on the call. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording, and then we can get into a question and answer session if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, let me go ahead and stop the recording.